For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Recently, Health Canada made a major announcement that will soon enough have its impact on U.S. policy towards medical marijuana.
I'm Bruce Merkin, and I am Communications Director at the Marijuana Policy Project.
Liquid medical marijuana to be approved in Canada. Tell us what that means.
Well, what this is a product developed by a company in England called GW Pharmaceuticals that will be sold under the brand name Sativex. It is a natural marijuana extract. It is a natural plant product that's in a liquid form. It's sprayed into the mouth. And it has shown effectiveness at treating the pain and some of the other symptoms of multiple sclerosis, as well as some other conditions. And the Canadian government has now indicated that they are ready to approve it. There's a bit of bureaucracy that still needs to be done, so it's probably a couple of months, maybe 2 or 3 months, before it will be actually on pharmacy shelves. And that's all going to go ahead. So it's basically just a matter of crossing the T's and dotting the I's.
It's similar to extracts and tinctures that were available before the 1937 Marijuana Tax Act put these onerous requirements in place. Let's talk about that fact. It is just an extract. It is marijuana itself, right?
Right. You know, but what a lot of people forget now, because it was so long ago, is that there were more than 24 marijuana-based medicines legally sold in the U.S. available in pharmacies up until 1937, when the first federal ban went into effect. This product, although of course it's made with much more advanced technology and more advanced knowledge than was existence in the 20s and 30s, it is essentially the same principle. It is a liquid extract made from the natural plant, containing not just THC, but the other cannabinoids, CBD, and there's a number of others that have been studied now, as well as the various terpenoids and other naturally occurring things, which seem to have something to do with amplifying the benefits. And what this shows is that it's just crazy to arrest patients for using marijuana in one form after it's now acknowledged to have benefit in another form. It just makes no sense. It's like saying you can drink a cup of coffee, but we'll throw you in jail for possession of coffee beans. And so one can only hope that this will help bring some sense to U.S. policies as well.
Given the ongoing problems the FDA has with pain medication, you do begin to wonder. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.